Welcome to the pub. Do you guys have reservations? No? Not a problem. We'll squeeze you in. How many do you have? Four? Okay, perfect. Right this way. As you can see, we have TVs on every square inch of the walls and 127 beers on tap. So you'll never miss a game and you'll never go thirsty. Don't mind the bartender and his buddy over there. All they talk about is sports, and they love their Philadelphia teams. They do get a little loud sometimes, so just try to ignore them. Anyway, you can take a seat right here. Sean will be right with you. Cheers.
Hey, y'all, just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
Hey, guys.
Oh, yeah.
The squad is back.
We're all back.
We're assembled. The schedules match.
Oh my god. I feel like
what are you doing?
Guy's behind the bar today pouring his own drink.
Yeah,
I like that that's supposed to be vanilla and it's dark.
I was waiting too long, so I got my own drink.
What are you drinking?
Cream. Dunkin' Donuts cream.
Like the stuff they put on top of the coffee?
Yeah. Just cream.
Cold.
How do you say cream in French?
I think it's creme.
Is it creme?
Actually?
Yeah.
Wow. Is it C-R-E-M-E?
It is, with a little apostrophe on the first
John
on
top.
Nice.
Yes,
with
sir.
The John on top. Put the John on
They're
top.
They're so fancy over there, dude.
You got to keep the John on top.
They're so fancy.
Not underneath.
What?
Never underneath.
That's where the catacombs are.
Don't look below a French person, dude. There's nothing good under
dude,
there.
A Chick-fil-A iced coffee with alcohol in it would be crazy.
What are you, an alcoholic?
So I've never gotten an
yep.
iced coffee
it's
from
so
Chick-fil-A.
Good. This is also pretty good. I'm not.
You like it?
Try it.
I've had it.
There's a fly next to you.
Wow.
I got it.
Wow.
Here, eat it.
Put in your drink.
All right, let me try this shit real quick.
Close your eyes, dream.
What do you
about
think?
It. Tell your team about
it's not
it.
Good, man.
I don't think it's that bad.
It's got a serious beer taste, and that kind of drink should not have a beer taste. It's supposed to be an iced coffee.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, but I don't think it's terrible.
No, it's bearable, but it's not good.
Yeah.
Mark, what are you drinking?
Give me some shot of Frank's Red Hot for me.
Okay.
Bob? I put that shit on everything.
Cool.
Not a sponsor. A little Sunny P, Sunny D for me, please.
Yes, sir.
Dude, that Frank's Red Hot ad is really good.
Dude,
I put
that
shit on
everything.
The old lady who says it.
She doesn't say it, though.
I thought she does.
They bleep it out.
Yeah, I know, but it's still a funny ad.
I guess.
Yeah,
if
but
you're
like,
into
I
that
put that shit on everything.
Made me giggle.
Do you actually, though?
No, I really don't. I don't put hot sauce on
no.
anything.
Dude, Cholula. I'll keep pushing it.
Yeah?
It's so good.
Nah, Sriracha.
Nah.
I like Cholula, but I...
Cholula
Sriracha's
always...
pretty good, but...
Wait, Cholula's the one with the woman on it, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Skinny bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Wood top.
Yep.
Yeah, that shit's good.
It's really good.
I always feel like I'm pronouncing it wrong.
Dude, I bought like this cheap shit at Walmart 2 weeks ago. Don't remember the name. Don't ask me. Shit slaps.
Really?
I have this guy at work who keeps like making me try stuff because he's Mexican.
Butt stuff?
And he's always bringing in cool stuff. And he gave me...
What did you say?
Fried peanuts in hot sauce.
It sounds pretty good.
Fried
dude.
Peanuts. What does a fried peanut look like?
Around.
Is it
dude.
Just a peanut?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like
you gotta,
they don't coat it in anything?
No.
You got to try the honey roasted cashew, brother.
I don't really fuck with honey roasted.
Honey roasted cashews
dude,
are so
yeah,
fucking good,
really good,
dude.
Not that I don't like them, but I'd rather have a regular salted nut.
Like cashews, a peanut or a
cashew? At the top, though.
Yeah, yeah. Like a cashew is the goated nut.
I think it's
not,
cashew,
it's
peanut, pistachio.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of people like the pistachio.
I'm big on the pistachio.
Dude, pistachios are a little too expensive for me.
I never buy them.
Yeah,
they're not my first choice.
Them.
I pick them up and I eat them.
Yeah. This guy forages for fucking nuts and berries. Like a squirrel.
Stay mad.
Sean
Stay
seemed
mad.
Like...
berries, mushrooms.
Sean seemed like he had an opinion about the nuts. He was shaking his head at me.
Yeah, dude, that's a bad take.
What's your take, then?
I think pistachios are top
the best
tier.
Nut?
Yeah.
Okay,
sunflower
whatever.
Seeds are up there, too, if you count those.
Would you count that in the nut category?
No,
I don't
no,
know.
No, bro.
That's a
okay.
grain.
Fair enough. But I would put pistachios. I would put peanuts and pistachios over Cashews.
No.
Really? See, when I buy, I would. Yeah. When I buy assorted nuts, I always make sure they don't have peanuts in them because there's always too many peanuts.
They do overdo the peanuts.
Yeah, they're cheap, and I'm fucking tired of peanuts, bro.
Whoa.
He's sick of peanuts, dude.
That sounds like it.
No, dude, I love... Dude, when we go to the Phillies game, I'll get the bag of peanuts that you have to crack, dude. That shit I can eat all night.
I'll eat the whole thing.
He literally does. Yeah.
It stressed me out, I know, and then I did it. It's not good.
Dude, how is it not good? That's where all the salt is.
It's tough.
It's all the fiber. All the fiber.
Is there really fiber in that?
There's got to be fiber.
Probably, right?
It's like the skin of a potato, you know?
That's what I've been saying.
It is not the same.
It's the same exact thing.
Go to a baseball game, buddy. Learn something, will you?
Peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
I don't know if I
ever come back.
All right, quick hit.
Quickie.
Whoa.
Bob.
Yes.
Spring or fall?
Ooh. That's a good one.
You got this is a good one. This is a good one.
I have.
I'm going to go with spring.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because that means when spring comes along, you're over the cold. You're ready for it to be over. That spring's that good temperature-wise where it's still nice enough to go outside. When summer hits, it's like some days you're like, fuck, man, it's too hot out. Like, I'm just going to be fucking dripping when I'm out there.
But that's why the fall is so funny, too, because by the time the fall comes, you're like, I'm sick of fucking sweating,
dude,
bro.
I was
like...
going to say, the fall off of summer and, like, where it's just getting a little bit cool and you have, like, a nice breeze is the best, I think. Like, right at the, like, late August, early September, that weather is my favorite.
I think, see, I like the spring more just because the days get longer. I need more sunlight, man. The less sunlight, makes me sad, dude. It's all cold and dark all the time. Fuck
going
that.
Home and it's like 4:30 and it's black outside.
Yeah, dude.
I want to
like,
die.
It kills like, the day. Yeah, you're like, all right, I'm going to go home and sleep now. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I just love Halloween, so fall takes the cake for me.
I get that.
Yeah,
I feel that.
That's the biggest reason. And the weather. The weather's really nice, too. Sweater weather, you know what I'm saying?
True, yeah.
I love wearing shorts. I'm so
you can wear
pants.
A sweater and shorts.
You
yeah,
could.
You can.
You're doing it right now.
No, dude,
I'm doing it right now.
No, dude, a hoodie and shorts is my favorite combo.
Oh,
I think.
It's great.
I think that's the best combination of clothing ever.
It is. It's the most. It's the comfiest.
The most comfortable, dude. Yeah. Like, there's no way it's not.
All right, Merc.
What's up?
We had a debate last week.
Oh, shit.
Not a debate, but it was about pizza.
He's going to piss me off again.
So my question for you is pizza or pasta?
Right now, I would say pizza.
Okay.
Give me a pizza.
Regardless.
I don't know
if best pizza versus best pasta ever. That you've ever had.
I would say best pizza. I don't know if I can name the best pizza I've ever had.
New
I don't
York?
Know. What happened?
New York?
I've been there. I didn't get a slice there, though.
Oh, okay.
I would say pizza.
New York pizza is just good for its price.
Yeah,
it's not like
Bro.
The end
New York
all
pizza
all.
Isn't even that cheap anymore.
Nothing in New York is cheap, man.
No.
So pizza.
Yeah, give me
not
pizza.
Not even close.
New Jersey pizza is better than New York.
Whoa.
It's just fast.
I would agree with that.
I've had. Both.
I've never had New York pizza.
What
so.
Parts of New Jersey though?
Your mom's house.
North Jersey.
Whoa. Like Hoboken.
The closer part to New
Hoboken.
York.
Hoboken.
Bro, I don't know. What
sure,
do you mean
bro,
North Jersey?
Yeah, like
Jersey City?
What do you do to that hobo?
Whoa.
Sorry, I'm looking at a Pokemon.
Jersey City?
I've never been to Jersey City.
I've never been.
My favorite pizza is Di Lorenzo's in Robbinsville.
I don't know where that
is. I think that's what it is. It's like right around Princeton.
Okay.
Delicious pizza.
So like Trenton?
Yeah, yeah. Around Trenton.
There.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Like, I don't know. Is Trenton considered North Jersey?
It's more...
It's like
central. It's halfway to
there's
North Jersey.
No,
if you want to call it central.
There's no central.
Okay. Then
okay.
It's
there's no central Jersey.
No central.
I didn't think
South
so
Jersey.
Upper South Jersey? Whatever,
it's South Jersey.
It's farther north than some locations in New Jersey.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Then about half of the locations in New Jersey. It's farther north of about a half of the locations.
Yeah, what?
Di Lorenzo is really good. It used to be in Trenton.
What kind of pizza?
I've been to Robin's.
It's technically tomato pie, but it's a pizza.
Is
and
it?
It's like
wait,
really
wait,
thin and cracker.
Tomato pie. Does that mean the tomato sauce is on top?
No, it's actually not.
What? What do you mean tomato pie? What does it's that just, mean it's, to you?
Why you sound so?
Are there slices of tomato?
There is
pie?
A difference, no, okay, though. So, I don't know what the difference is.
All right, the way they make it, right? It's just a normal pizza.
Okay.
They have a little less cheese than most normal, people get. It's really thin and crispy.
Okay.
Like almost crackery, but not quite. Okay. Still more pizza than
fuck
cracker.
What do you call me?
Crackery.
You fucking.
Anyway. I'm tired of this crackery.
But the tomatoes are really fresh, and they like make it the sauce in house. Okay. And it's like you kind of get some chunks of tomato. I like that. It's just really, really good. They only make pizza and salad there. That's
I think it. It's more sauce than cheese, right? It's like a lot it's of sauce to cheese ratio.
That's all they do.
Salad. You said salad.
They do like two salads and pizza.
Okay. I was just making sure I heard right.
That is correct.
Salad.
But they, yeah, I mean, people go there for the pizza. It's really, really good.
Have you guys been to Manioc?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I've been there a bunch.
Have you ever had Pizza John in Manioc?
I've walked past it a bunch. I've never been there.
It's probably the best pizza I ever had.
Dude, we got to go there.
We do
it's
have sick to go
out
there and
there.
Drink.
Dude, we used to go out there when Amanda lived in Ballykinwood. It's right by Ballykinwood.
In Belarus.
We used to go there all the time.
You guys should go to Angelo's.
Yeah, dude, that shit's gas. Oh, yeah,
their pizza
is
fire.
It is gas.
Yeah. Also good cheesesteaks, but their pizza
is... Yeah, dude. That's like top three, probably. Like top five, top three.
All right, so pizza over pasta.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm feeling pizza. Yeah, I'm feeling the pizza.
All right, Isaiah. Chocolate or vanilla?
You definitely asked this before to somebody else, though.
We've discussed it, but I've never asked a specific...
You dropped your pants and you say you like chocolate or vanilla, buddy, and you tapped on his back. <around.
laughs> He said, pick one, big guy.
Anyway,
you pick chocolate, he opens up his legs, it turns around. If you pick vanilla, you get a scoop. If you know what I'm saying.
So, my pick. I'm gonna keep it short. Chocolate used to be vanilla.
Oh, dude,
I like chocolate more now.
In any form?
Yeah. In most forms, yeah. I don't prefer chocolate ice cream. But I prefer chocolate things.
You know what they say. Once you go chocolate, you never combocculate.
You never what?
Come back. I was trying to rhyme it with chocolate.
You never combocculate.
Good job, man.
All right.
I thought of it. I was going to smack
that note, we're rapping this week. Get your rhymes out.
I got bad news.
Oh, no.
I just realized I never made special names.
Oh my God.
On the fly. You better
come on.
Babies on the menu right now.
All right. First one is Humpty Dumpty's eggs.
Nice.
What?
Chocolate or vanilla?
Number two is the second coming of Eagle.
Oh,
Eagle.
On rye.
On rye.
No, creamed Eagle on rye, dude. There it is.
Why?
Why not?
Okay.
I don't even know what you're reading. I'm making it. What do you mean, why? I can't speculate. I'm not reading what you're reading.
And our third special of the night is bread toasted by the sun.
Good,
nice.
Good.
All right. Let me get your first meal.
Thanks,
I hope
man.
I remember what it was. You guys remember?
Sun toasted bread.
Humpty Dumpty something.
Eggs. Oh, that's yeah. it. Eggs. It was just eggs. He said bread toasted by the sun. I bet you they could do that in Arizona, dude.
Maybe.
In like a hot car?
Dude, I bet it gets hot enough on the pavement
to toast your bagel, you think?
Yeah, maybe. You know, they probably don't have bagels in Arizona.
I don't think they made its way down there yet.
I think they're still walking.
I think they're still working bagels out down there.
Probably.
All right, so I want to know what your opinion is on the implementation of robotic umpires in the MLB.
Ew.
How do we
is that
get
here?
Humpty Dumpty eggs out of that?
Umpire Humpty Dumpty.
Okay.
Dude, it was on the spot. Come on. You want it? Let me
you
hear
just
what
said Humpty. Humpty Dumpty.
What do you got?
Humpty Dumpty eggs.
You should write beep boop umpty dumpty.
All right.
I think that would have been better.
You should have said Robo Chef Special.
Beep. you should have wrote it in code.
Yeah, you like should have put it in ones and o's.
It's the episode of SpongeBob when Plankton pretends to be Mr. Krabs. You know what I'm saying?
No. Oh, wait, the robot crabs? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, robot crabs, and then he pretends to be the real crab.
Wait, I'm confused. There's one where SpongeBob thinks Mr. Krabs is a robot because he watches the scary robot movie.
There is that one.
He goes, beep, boo, boo, bop, boo, boo, bop.
And it's on the radio, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but then there's another one.
Another one where Plankton makes a robot Mr. Krabs.
You're right.
And he, yeah.
Why do you lie?
It's not a lie.
That's what he sounded like when he was a robot.
All right, so the umpire situation. So obviously there's a big issue in the MLB right now. There has been for years where the umpires are blind and they can't see whether a ball is a ball or a strike.
Shout out Angel Hernandez.
Yes. So
love that guy.
I want to know what you guys think about implementing a robot umpire. Would you want to see umpires gone completely? Because personally, I would definitely not, because I think that really adds to the gist of baseball. It would be really strange to not have an umpire behind the catcher going,
"Rar!" Or I feel like
ball.
We would need the input so fast. Like someone, like
it would be instant.
Yeah, like we'd all have to go look at a screen though. I feel like it would be on a screen, like right behind the pitcher, right? I guess. Because it would have to be like, how would they show the information to us like that fast? Like it has to be a screen.
Yeah.
And
I
where would that
so,
screen
yeah.
be? And everyone would be looking at that screen right after each play.
The Phillies just won, guys.
Oh, good job.
Good job, Phil.
Yeah, I don't know how they would actually show that information.
That's what I'm saying. And it would have to be quick, and everyone would have to look at it. Like, yeah. All the players on like the field, too, and shit. You know what I'm saying?
It wouldn't be right to me, I don't think.
I think I really changed my mind back and forth a lot just by how the game's going. If I'm watching a game and he misses like two straight calls, I'm like, get these fucking guys out of here. I start like pulling my hair out. I'm like, get these fuckers off the field. And then when they go my way, I'm like, I kind of like these guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's definitely
I kind of like these fuckers. I think what they have to do is like really just let these guys like take these these umpire like grades that you always see on Twitter and let like and make them real and like have, I don't know if the word is punishment but consequences for the umps that have bad games. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, you had what your call percentage was off by like, or like you were like at 89% this past game. That can't be it. Like that can't be a thing. You can't ump for 2 more weeks or some shit like that.
Get him out of here.
Like, get him out of here for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that means that they'll come back and suck. So they really just have to get better umpires. Fire these old bozos and bring in guys with a better eye.
Get out of here, bozo.
Bozo.
So you don't want the robot umpires?
I don't think so. I just want better human umpires. You know, these old guys fucking suck, dude. They're all the guys who suck are usually really old.
Yeah.
That's just like hand in hand, you know?
I guess so. Yeah.
Like, let's get some guys who are way better and let's take these grades like seriously. Let's give the guys who have the highest grades in like the minor leagues and shit like that, the guys who ump down there and bring them up, you know, because there's probably umps in the minor leagues who are way better than the umps in the majors because the umps in the in the majors just are like grandfathered in, have been like doing it so long, and they're with that fucking union, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's an age thing, because there's also really good umps that are old as well.
Yeah.
But
those guys can keep their jobs.
Yeah.
Good for them. That's good.
The thing is, like, they're all consistently good or bad as well. So I don't think there's any way to train them to be better umpires.
Then I guess you're going back down to the minors thing. Like, what... You know,
I think regardless, though, umpires are always going to be wrong sometimes.
So, yeah, but you can't say that there's not ones who are wrong more than others, because there is.
I think there's literally...
There's like three or four that are like known to be bad.
Yeah.
Out of like the probably like they probably have like 50 to 100 of them probably, right? In like the pros, because there's games every day.
Yeah.
You know,
they might be working every day like the players, too.
They probably are.
There might only be a little more than however many teams there
are. Well, let's get more. Let's make them better.
There needs to be a better training program for sure.
Better.
In all sports, referees need to be better in general. What do you guys think?
I think it's most relevant right now with how things have been going and even backlash, not specifically to baseball, but I am pointing out basketball right now, that a game can be swayed heavily by their play and they need to be more accurate. So I don't think there's a place or a time where there's not going to not umpires on the field, but I think it is going to be helpful to everybody except the umpires to have the electronic ones, specifically for baseball.
So you're saying have the umpires as kind of like a shell? Like they're not actually making the calls and they're just there?
No. I think the umps should still be there, but pitchers can have a right to challenge a call.
I have seen things about that.
But you have to limit how many they can challenge or they're just going to drag that shit on.
I think in the AAA it's 2 per bat.
Now, what if they... What if for... I guess you're talking like balls and strikes, right?
Yeah.
So what if they keep the umps, right? But they have a robo-ump set up like as well. And then whatever the ump says goes until a pitcher wants to use his challenge.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And then if that challenge... And if the robo-ump says that that challenge is good... Then it gets overturned. You know what I'm saying? But if they don't use the challenge, the ump's call is what counts. You know? Yeah,
that's what I was getting
that
at.
That might be the best
I don't think
situation.
There's a place for a robo-ump within, like, getting outs called on bases.
No, that's
you
true.
You already have replay exactly. and mm-hmm. things like that. And I mean, sometimes it's close, but then it gets challenged anyway. So.
Yeah. They fixed the challenging rule in baseball. It used to be a joke.
I think the only thing... with having an auto ump is like how fast does it calculate because the pitch clock is in play now.
True. And the whole team has to look at that screen. It's going to be a screen,
and
right?
And you can't say it's going to be 100% accurate every time either because it's still a computer. Things mess up.
Yeah, but if you have a... I mean...
I don't think that's true. Yeah. I mean, my thing is like they already kind of have... They don't have an ump, but like you can already... tell if it's a strike or not like they
from the screen
when you're watching the
like
game,
a TV screen
from home,
yeah and that's
know.
Real time
yeah and that's real time so like my issue with it is that like if they introduce like the challenge system that you guys propose that might slow down the game a lot and I think
oh,
that,
well, sure. that's why I said yeah. you need to limit how many challenges you have
yeah
whether it's a per at bat or through the whole game.
I don't think it should happen through the whole game. I think that the issue is definitely...
Your starting pitcher, you can get 80 to 90 pitches out of.
Yeah.
Say per pitcher, you get... Starting pitcher gets 5 to 7 challenges.
But then you also have the batters. They can challenge as well.
Yeah.
True. I didn't even think about that. Also...
Well, that's different because I think that's a little different because they're not seeing as many balls as compared to how many pitches are being pitched.
What do you mean?
Like,
oh,
at
I
bat,
got you. Yeah, I got you.
Unless you're fouling it off... You're seeing at most
10, around 10.
7, unless you're fouling it off.
Yeah,
you
then you're at 10.
You go up to however many you fucking hit.
Right.
So, say you get 1 challenge per at-bat.
Or they just give a team the whole team a number of challenges for pitches.
For
and if it's a critical pitch, you can challenge it.
Yeah, I mean, you would really have to limit your challenges, too, because... There's the unspoken rule in baseball between like the umps and the players that an ump usually knows when he blows a call. Like he usually knows when his call was bad. And then you usually pretty soon you see a makeup call.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So you might not want to use your challenge because you might just hope that that umpire gives you the next call, you know, on the next pitch that's just as close and now it's a strike.
Well, that's,
you know?
Yeah. That's the game of chess you play at that point.
Exactly.
I think that just makes more issues than solutions, man.
Well, that's been the game forever, though.
No, I get that part. That's cool.
Yeah.
But adding a challenge to that just makes it even more confusing.
True. Yeah, true. Yeah.
I think the best solution, now this might not ever happen, but you just use the umpire as literally a shell of a person. You have a mic in his ear. And there's a robot that tells him if it's a ball or a strike.
And nobody knows.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Nobody's pissed
off. I guess.
I mean, the only way I mean, you would know if he always gets it right. Like, everybody always gets it right.
Right. They'd be like, wow, this is...
Wow, baseball's changed a lot.
It's like, wow, this guy's having a great game. Like, this song's calling a great game. This...
Oh, 100% accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, man. Something has to change, though.
I mean, my thing is, like, there are just some calls that are so vague. I mean, with pitches, it's kind of like it's in the zone or not.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, like, some calls in baseball and other sports where it's just, like, it's not always obvious what the call should be.
Like
and I think, like, having, like, humans decide in, like, the heat of the moment is actually, like, a nice element of sports that people like if you're on the receiving end of a good call.
Yeah.
So
that falls in line with bottom of the ninth. The pitch is right on the edge, and it all depends on what the ump calls, and that could go either way. So yeah.
How about, was it Mark Burley, his perfect game, that got thrown away because of a bad call at first base?
That I don't know.
There was a, probably 10 years ago. I don't know if it was Mark Burley or a White Sox pitcher was throwing a perfect game, the bottom of the ninth, two outs. He's throwing his, like, last pitch. The guy grounds it out to, like, second base or something like that. He throws it to first. He's clearly out. The ump calls him safe on the worst call I've ever seen, and what's it ruined his perfect game. I don't think it's Mark Burley, but it's a Chicago White Sox pitcher. Do White Sox perfect game, like, blown call.
Armando Galarraga.
Yeah.
That sounds...
He had his perfect game, and the umpire, like, went back and, like, watched it and, like, cried and, like, apologized and shit like that.
Yeah.
And this was before the overturn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like he couldn't challenge it. It's this play, I'm pretty...
No. I can't believe there used to not be challenges.
Yeah, and it blew a fucking perfect game. You might be able to find a clip of just the last out. That's no, it, there's definitely a clip of just the last out. It's fucking, it's heart-wrenching. It fucking sucks.
I think that was it.
Oh, that was the out, like, once the guy was on base.
Oh, no, it was before that. It was in the ninth. It wasn't two outs.
I thought it was the last out of the game.
No, because there's somebody on here.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever see the video of...
Oh, it was the last out of the game. It should have been the last
out. It should have been the last out of the game. And it was blown. And the ump, like a week later, he was like, I fucked up. He cried and shit. No, that's a different play.
What the fuck am I looking at?
Have you ever seen the video of the guy who... I think it was...
Safe, that's it.
Might have been Curt Schilling, who had... It was either a no-hitter or a perfect game, and the batter leaned into one of the pitches and broke up his perfect game.
I didn't see that. That's fucking crazy, sucks, bro. Too.
That's fucked up.
But yeah, he's so clearly out, though. He's clear as day out. Out. Clear as day.
So he was out. Was it like the last out of the game?
The last out of the game.
It was the very last out.
It was the very last out.
It's literally celebrating.
It's a really big video on YouTube.
Yeah.
I've seen it before, yeah.
It's fucking...
I didn't know the player, but...
Yeah. Oh, and he was a Detroit player. Sorry. I thought it was White Sox.
I wanted to ask, like, do you guys think that this is a really big problem for baseball, or... I think you three watch more baseball than I do.
It's gotten worse.
It's gotten worse.
It wasn't a problem.
Yeah, it's gotten a lot worse in the past, like, two, 3 years.
It's been a problem for a while, like, in all leagues, too. But, like, in the past...
The
like,
fact that we know a specific ump's name
is bad.
Should tell you how bad it is.
Because, like, the way I see it is, like, I know that in baseball, at least in my mind, like, it's specific umps that are really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... For basketball, for example, the whole league fucking sucks.
Scott Foster?
Yep. Yeah.
He's the worst ump of all time.
Pretty bad. Ref. But
ref,
yeah. But regardless, yeah, like I feel like toes. Basketball is like just really, really bad across the board. Like there's no clear calls in anything, and like the start of a game to the end of the game will be completely different in the way they officiate it.
Oh, you mean like game two of Sixers Knicks?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, where it's a fucking, you know, you're watching like football or rugby. These guys are trucking each other.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, but, I kind of like when they let them play, though, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, but they need to let them play for the whole season.
Or at least the playoffs.
You need to let them play, not call it one-sided.
That too. Yeah.
But if they called everything, man, the game would never end.
That's what I'm saying.
There has to be some sort of standard.
There just needs to be a standard.
The rule book needs to be rewritten.
Maybe.
Yo, call Adam.
call Adam Silver right now.
Do you want me to?
That's the best part about like robot umps. In theory, though, is that like the game will be a lot more black and white, and like there's not going to be any terrible calls. There can't be.
Yeah.
Because it's always going to be called correctly.
Right.
What are you, Chief?
Yo, Adam Silver.
What's up?
Do you think basketball needs to rewrite the rule books for these fucking refs lately?
I do think the refs, the rule book does need to change with these refs. It has been absolutely terrible.
I'm glad a man at the top shares the same opinion.
Wait, who is that?
Especially in the Sixers series, it has been absolutely horrific. Missed calls everywhere, especially last night. Where was that call, Maxie? On that
That's
layup.
Not Cam.
That's
bro.
What I've been saying.
That's not nothing.
Cam. He has got zero whistles this whole series, and is outrageous.
And while I have you, Adam, your thoughts on the electronic umpires coming to at the MLB?
Wait, that's a different league.
You know, I think it's smart. I think the challenging calls is definitely smart for the game. You know, calls are missed all the time, and I think with the challenge rule going to be put in place, I think a lot of pitchers are going to be happy, and teams overall.
Adam, thank you for your insight. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. We'll catch up later over some drinks.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
See ya.
That motherfucker. First of all, bro, he went to the Knicks game where the officiating was horrible. I don't want to fucking hear it from that guy.
Well,
who was that?
Adam Silver. What do you mean?
He sounds different.
He sounded good, I'll tell you that.
He knew what he was talking about.
I can't believe we have him on, dude. That's crazy.
Dude,
we're
like
so
every
lucky.
Week.
We're
so lucky. Answers. So lucky we know Adam Silver.
All right, let's move on. Unless you have anything else to say about this situation.
No.
Let's see what happens and see how it plays out.
We need fucking cyberpunk robo umps.
That'd be sick.
With big naturals.
Big metal asses.
And colored sunglasses.
And
like
colored
different color
sunglasses,
sunglasses.
Bro. I'm about to pull up like fuck.
Wear, I want to see a game called where they're wearing the fucking 2004 Kanye shades.
Bro.
With the lines in them.
The shade. The fucking, the 2011 Boardwalk
I gotta
special.
Testify. Walk up in the spot looking extra fly.
They could be the ump and the halftime performance.
That's what I'm saying.
That'd be crazy.
Make it happen.
Dude.
Make Kanye the ump.
Yo, bring back the shade glasses, dude. Let's bring them back.
Bro, wait. Hold on. Wait, you go.
Hugo.
While we're talking about baseball, I wrote a few ideas down. Speaking of rule changes,
okay,
I want to hear your thoughts.
For baseball rule changes?
Yes.
Okay.
Lame on me. So, some people don't like baseball because they say it's boring. It's slow.
Okay.
All right. Now, let me pitch this idea to you. Who's the commissioner of the MLB? Role play with me.
I don't know his name.
Anybody, please. Isaiah, please.
John Silver.
No, that's Adam.
Long John?
Long John Silvers.
All right.
Robert Manfred.
Thank you.
Wow. All
right. You're Robert.
Yes.
And I'm Robert.
Oh, hey, Robert.
I've come to you with an idea that will explode the MLB into the next chapter for the next 100 years.
I'm excited for this.
Not literally, yes.
He sounds just like him.
People.
That is
people,
him.
Oh.
He's on the show.
You're on to something already. I'm going to be honest with you, Robert. You're already on to something.
I haven't done shit.
Celebrity first pitches. Love it. Everybody's excited. They bring out a city legend, blah, 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 or a celebrity. Now, let me pitch you this.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Celebrity last pitch. It's bottom of the ninth. You're down two. There's two on. You know what's coming out, though. The music starts. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Danny DeVito comes out. Throw the final pitch of the game.
I'm the trash man.
Celebrity last pitch instead of the first pitch.
Hell yeah, dude.
It gives the teams a chance to win it all. Celebrities come out when it's two outs in the ninth, and they have to pitch for their team.
I like it, dude. And it's Kanye West in his shades,
it
dude.
Whoever, just a celebrity. Thoughts.
Like a
thoughts
celebrity shot in Pong, but
yes.
Actual celebrity
yes. Actual
in baseball.
Celebrity on the mound.
That is a good idea. And then you could strategically pick the celebrity you want. Like, mm-hmm. He played baseball in high school or something.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Robert, while I got you here,
yes.
Let me, some people say baseball's boring and kind of slow.
Yeah,
so let me pitch you this. Five inning game, but the team, it's 5-on-5.
Bases are always loaded.
No.
Oh.
It's 5-on-5. You can only have 5 people in the field at a time.
Oh, dude, like fucking wiffle ball style, dude.
Yeah.
Wiffle ball tournament? MLB wiffle ball tournament?
So it's five innings and the score limit. There's a score limit. And you can reach 25 and you only have five people. And one of them has to be a pitcher and one of them has to be a catcher. Wherever the other people play is up to you. You probably want somebody on first. But that's for you to decide.
I think we should get rid of the bases, too.
Play like Wii baseball. You just get a base for how far you hit it.
There's single. Six bases.
You just home run.
Run across the football field.
That's just wiffle ball, dude. I'm telling you.
That's wild.
But major league players.
I like that, dude. It's kind of like the NFL guys playing flag football, but better.
Yes.
I like that, dude.
What's my name?
Robert.
That's right.
Robert Manfred.
I am a man. And I like your ideas. I would like to hire you.
Perfect.
And you're also paid $17.5 million.
No.
I don't know why it tells me the salary, but...
My net worth.
That's not me.
It's not your net worth. That's how much they pay you. You're probably worth $1 billion.
You don't know me.
Mr. Fred.
You're a bitch.
Damn. I feel like you wouldn't talk like that. I feel like... What is that sound?
That's my...
Is that your alarm?
My heart rate. My Roomba.
Is nap time over? He's still Manfred. I forgot. How do we tap him out? How do we tap him out of Manfred?
Have you guys ever seen those Oakley sunglasses that go over your head?
Yeah, dude. They're sick. The red ones? The ones? Yeah, dude.
I was going to bring those up earlier when you brought up the Kanye glasses. Bro.
That's what I thought he was thinking about at first, too.
That's exactly what I thought of when he said
the old glasses.
Yeah, bro.
These? He hasn't pulled up already because those are very cyberpunk.
Adam Silver just texted me, said he's at his second job and had that conversation while with a customer at the counter.
It'd be funny if he handed the phone to the customer.
Take this call for me.
And also, you're Adam Silver.
Pretend to be Adam Silver.
He's like, Adam. Exactly. He's like, Adam. Adam who?
All right. Eat it, beat it, drink it.
Part one.
Yeah. We're beating it. We're doing something new.
Uh-oh.
Something that none of you have done before.
Oh,
this is
man.
The coldest picture I've ever seen in my life. This motherfucker.
Is that fucking
He looks
up?
Like a superhero. Cool. He really does. You know, he kind of looks like Falcon. Have you ever seen Falcon's glasses? I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the same
that's
goggles.
Probably who they stole it from. Probably. Are they new?
No, they're old. No, they're from...
Then they probably... That's probably where Falcon stole it from. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
We're going to play a game, I think, that we haven't played yet.
Eat it, beat it, drink it.
Part one.
Beat it. Beating it. We're going to do something that I like to call... Sean Soup.
Beating it. Now drink it.
Name that artist.
Oh, dang.
Same thing.
Some lyrics?
I'm scared.
No. It's just like name that player.
Oh, okay. It's just like name that player.
Look, except, I have my head on like Sean.
Except you named that artist. We're going to do it, but we're going to do it a little different.
Sean, okay. Did anybody ever tell you that you look like Voldemort's actor?
What?
The Voldemort... Bob, pull him up.
Pull him up. I don't know if that's a good thing.
The guy who plays Voldemort?
Somebody told me this. No, I won't disclose who.
Someone else told you this?
Someone else told me
that
this.
I look like Voldemort?
The actor. And I was like, a little bit. A lot of different people have played him.
What? Really?
And he's voiced by a lady in Lego Batman.
In Lego Batman? Wait, why is he Lego Batman?
That's crazy.
Wait, what? Is Voldemort in?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different people here for Voldemort.
All right, my bad, bro. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Okay.
I was thinking...
Yeah, it's this guy right here. Looks just like him.
It is not that guy.
I was thinking of a different Voldemort, sorry.
It is not that guy. Different.
I was thinking of Lego Voldemort from the Lego Batman movie.
Oh. Wait, no, maybe it is this guy.
the bald guy?
Oh!
He's not bald here.
He's crazy.
He's
looking.
Younger.
He could pass for Sean. He could pass for Sean.
He could pass for you. Maybe, man, maybe. I want to look like the real Voldemort.
What?
No. This is who we're looking at.
No, that's wrong.
All right.
Sean has to recreate that picture with like a crazy filter.
Yeah.
How was his hand on his face.
Let me see that face real quick.
It's the same face you always make.
You always look like that.
That doesn't help me. All right. So we're doing Eat a Beat It. I mean, Meet It.
Part one.
We're meeting it.
Voldemort has been played by seven people.
I'll make myself look like all of them, even the girl. All right, we're beating it. All right, all right, all right, all right.
Yeah, yeah,
all
yeah.
Right. We're naming that artist. All right.
Yeah.
I think I'm about to beat it.
But instead of doing it where you write it down and then we talk about it at the end, each round I want you guys to give me an answer.
Okay.
I'm confused.
What?
No, we get it.
I'll only play this if you talk like a Delco boy. I don't think I can.
Yo, cause. First artist. Let's get into it.
It's close.
It's I'm on no fucking Voldemort.
Wait, I don't even know what you said.
He said, yo, cuz, I'm not no fucking Voldemort, cuz.
Alright, so.
I'm the secret Horcrux, cuz. Catch me on broad, cuz. I'm about to fucking Azramatrium. Yeah, cuz. Get into it.
Expecto Patronum, cuz.
That's what I've been saying.
All right. Right. Who's the first artist?
Oh, no, there's only one. Yeah, who's the answer real quick, Sean?
All right. So after each round, I want you to give me your answer, okay?
Okay.
Okay. What's happening?
Are we all on a
you
team?
Just give me your answer.
Okay.
Whoever gets it first doesn't have to drink.
So everybody we're all so we're all on a team.
Right. Huh?
I have to buzz in?
No, it's not like a who can.
All right.
Me.
We'll do one at a time. It'll go Merc, Bob, Isaiah.
Yeah, I'm first.
Oh, this and then is we'll snake it. We'll snake it, okay?
Okay.
So boom, 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 boom.
Each Bob's round. Always second.
Yeah, Bob's always second.
Bob, man.
We can. No. Okay. No. We'll do Merc, Bob, Isaiah, then Bob, Isaiah, Merc.
You and do keep it like track that. Of that.
Yes. Yeah, you are on that
so
one.
So don't
buddy.
Say anything until I tell you to speak.
Until he points
like
at you.
Like a dog,
this.
Dude.
I'll give you a treat, too.
Until he points at you. Don't speak until he points
don't
at you.
Don't
like
wait
this.
Until I wiggle my finger in
what's
your mouth.
What's up, brother?
There it is.
He's going to point like this.
All right. First hint. This artist came in sixth. On Forbes' 2012 list of highest paid celebrities under the age of 30.
What in the fuck?
I thought we were getting like song lyrics.
2000, no, it's about you said them. In 2012?
2012.
Yes.
Number he was six. Under 30, or they were under 30 in 2012.
Yeah. This
and they were number six as the highest paid artist?
Of or 2012 by Forbes, yes.
Six highest paid artists in 2012
wait,
by Forbes.
Is this just his question? Can I look up the answer for his question?
No.
Okay.
We're all answering this.
You guys all have to answer this.
Okay.
Give me Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Drake.
Oh.
Okay.
Kanye West.
I think he was right. Over 30 by then.
Oh, was he?
Oh, too late.
Unlucky, buddy.
You might be right.
Because I thought him too, but I was like, I think he was like in his 20s in like 05, 06.
No, really? He's that old?
I think so.
Now?
He's pretty old. Man.
He was in his early 20s when
Kanye's
he was putting
age.
Out like...
Fuck. I don't care, man.
It's too late now. I'm fucking stupid.
I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong. But
no,
I thought he was in his
right.
early 20s
he's
when...
He's 46 now.
Oh, I'm cooked.
Yeah.
He was way older.
Pretty
he was 34 in 2012.
Yeah.
All right, Bob. This one's for you. Well, you're starting this time.
Okay.
This artist's stage name is the same as their real name.
Oh, he might... Oh, no.
And there's more than five hints this time. There's six.
Wait, is this the same artist or this is his
same artist?
It's
this
the same
is just like name that player.
Oh, so we didn't get it.
No, I would have told you.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would have told you.
Oh, okay. See, I thought it was going to be where you
it,
keep rotating.
No, whoever gets it first doesn't have to drink. That's the rule now. Everybody else does.
What the fuck?
Akon.
Oh.
Okay. That's not right, obviously.
Taylor Swift?
He already said Taylor Swift. I'll give you one more.
Oh, wait. This is so they're all the same.
Yeah,
it's not
it's
a
like
different...
name that player.
Oh.
It's like name that player.
I was.
It's one person.
Lost.
One person.
I feel like an idiot.
My bad. I thought I didn't explain it well enough.
It's one person. Fuck. I don't fucking know. Christina Aguilera.
No.
Now it's my turn?
Yes.
Justin Bieber.
No.
God,
that was
hoping
answer.
He didn't take it. Well, it's not it anyway.
That was a good one.
Oh, yeah. Dude. I felt so good about that one.
All right, Isaiah. Well, all of you, but
that
Isaiah
was my best
starts.
Guess.
This artist went to a college with Jesse J at the Brit School for Performing Arts and Technology.
That doesn't help me any.
It's like a really famous school.
Katy Perry?
No.
That's a good one, guess. I think. I think it's a good one.
Merc.
Went to college for performing arts, you said?
Brit. Specifically Brit. It's a really famous performing arts college.
Really famous performing arts college.
That's
with
a girl.
Jessie J.
I'm just saying.
Is she British?
Honestly, don't know.
Isn't like, I guess that means they're really smart or no? No, well, it's
a performing arts.
Performing school. Arts.
It means they're really talented. I'll say that.
This is wild.
Give me, I don't know, dude. Kelly Clarkson.
You are incorrect.
Too old.
Yeah, I know. I didn't have anything.
Just go for it.
It's not that.
I don't think so.
Ed Sheeran.
Incorrect.
Oh, that's good, not guess, a big guess, though.
Good guess. Sorry, I lost my spot.
I'm still the only clue I'm still using is the Forbes under 30 in 2012. That's the only clue.
I'm using the real name.
Oh, the real name does help too.
Yeah, that's a big hint. All right, number.
Now I'm wondering if they're British.
Four. All right. Did you just start?
Yeah, Isaiah did.
Okay, you start this time, Mark. So, this artist was named Billboard's Artist of the Year for 2 years in a row. In 2011 and 2012.
This is going to piss me off, dude.
Artist of the Year. It's a big deal.
2011 and 2012.
This shit's hard.
It is. The hints are pretty tough. I'm not going to lie.
But if they were the number one, I feel like we're going to feel really stupid. It's going to be someone huge.
No, but they were number six in most paid, right?
Yeah, but that's under 30. But you were under 30.
Honestly, the most paid is kind of... just for the age. It wasn't really for... because you can be really rich and not that famous.
What was the clue again?
Sorry. This artist was named Billboard's Artist of the Year.
Artist of the Year.
2 years in a row.
2 years in a row in 2011 and 2012.
Yes.
And it's one person? It's not like a band or anything?
It is a single person.
Fuck. I was going to say like Maroon 5.
I was thinking...
No. Well, I guess that's not a real name. Fuck. it's not. I'm just gonna say Kendrick Lamar. It's not him, but I'm gonna say Kendrick, just to get out.
Harry Styles.
Nah.
Oh, he was still in One Direction then.
Adele.
He got it.
What? Yeah.
Real name?
Yes, it is. Look it up, brother.
No.
Okay.
The computer's dead.
It's dead. Is it? We're looking at a black screen.
Never mind. I'll find.
I was gonna say Adele, and I was like, that's not a real name.
Do you have enough?
Yeah, that's a real name, brother.
No, it's not.
Dude.
Redo it. Get
good job,
heads.
Bro.
That fucking sucks.
I dead ass wanted to say Adele.
I would have never gotten Adele.
Like two turns ago, but I was like, dude.
Pop, come on, bro.
Yeah, I'm struggling though.
I fucking called that shit. That was nice.
A real name.
It is, yeah.
I was so sure that it was Justin Bieber, and you had a turn ahead of me, and I was like, don't fucking say Justin Bieber.
All right, just for perspective, the last two hints were... this artist currently dates Rich Paul.
Wouldn't have got that.
Me.
And then this artist, you said you wouldn't have got
that? I wouldn't have got that. No. I don't know who Rich Paul is.
He's like a really famous NBA manager.
Oh.
And then this artist names their albums based off their age at the time of release.
I would have gotten that.
I wouldn't have got it. Right, I just don't know.
Taylor Swift.
Does she do that?
No, she does not do that.
Okay. All right, cool.
We might be talking about Taylor Swift later.
Please
don't.
Time to drink.
My cups are full of cups.
Dude.
Bob, what do you want?
I feel like the only choice, there's only one answer,
NBA
right?
says you don't have officials to drink alcohol, miss Tyrese Maxey travel.
Drinking Frank Red Hot.
4-point play in final
so you
wins
want
a game.
What, peanut butter?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not
you
doing Frank Red Hot.
Fucking trucked.
Wait, what
by
did you
two
say, Bob?
Fucking...
NBA comes out and says refs miss pivotal 4-point play call on Maxey.
Wow, they said
what
it?
What do you mean missed?
They say he's traveled.
That's so many glugs.
Bro, they're just trying... You know what's bullshit? Can I vent about this really quick while you two drink?
Vent, brother.
I'm drinking too, dude.
Fuck the NBA for having a 9 o'clock East Coast game tomorrow. People have work. Bro, just because the rest of the country needs to watch this game because you're trying to make a bunch of money, doesn't mean that the people who actually want to watch it should have to watch it at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
The game's going to go probably past midnight.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Especially if it's like...
close again.
Better take a nap tomorrow.
Bullshit. Just throw that in there.
Yeah. Peanut butter.
All right, cheers, boys.
Peanut butter. Skibbity. Skibbity
toilet.
Oh. Skibbity toilet.
They made it right though. Not calling that. Because they said that he got fouled in the game too.
That's so sweet.
When he lost the ball and stuff like that.
Yeah,
twice.
Yeah, they did.
If we're gonna critique traveling, let's look at every single NBA game in the league. Every single game.
Yeah, let's take a look.
All horrible.
Pull it up.
Yeah, let's get every game ever played.
Pull that up.
every missed call.
Every travel.
Fuck. It's a 14-hour video.
We can figure that out.
Well, download it first, and then we'll...
We'll put it up on the big screen.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get another round.
Why my shit so dead?